to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I have two very special guests. These folks have been members of Lifestyles Unlimited since November of 2016. And I'll tell you what, when they joined Lifestyles Unlimited, they did it with the concept that they did not want to keep following society's guidelines for retirement. Well, what am I talking about? Well, they were taught the same thing that I was taught, which is the same thing I'm sure the majority of you out there were taught, which is this: go to school, get good degrees, because they got really good degrees, find a great job, and then plan on working until you're 60 or 65 years of age, you know, based on what your savings plan was with regards to the money that you were accumulating. And of course, make sure that you don't die. Well, I should say, make sure you don't run out of money before you die. I mean, that's kind of the conventional wisdom that's out there. So, you know, they started on that game plan, but along the way, they discovered Lifestyles Unlimited. And in doing so, it created a paradigm shift in their life. So with no further ado, let me bring Gaurav and Megha on the show. Are you guys there?
Hi, Al.
Hey, Al.
It is such a pleasure to have you guys back on the show.
We're so excited to be here as well.
So let's just get right into it, because I think it's pretty cool that when you were on the show last time, we were talking about the second multifamily deal that y'all had put together as lead investors. And for the listening audience that doesn't understand the term lead investor, essentially what you did was you went out and you found a multifamily apartment community and you decided you wanted to buy it. But in order to buy it, you needed to bring some other Lifestyles Unlimited members along with you to partner with you to create all the funding necessary to get into that deal. And I know for a fact that that deal was a really, really good deal. Would you do me a favor and kind of fill us in on what was going on at that time frame? And then we'll talk about, you know, what that deal has done since October.
Sure. So back in October 2019, we had bought our second deal in June 2019. So we were within 4 months, less than 4 months of purchasing that deal, and we were still stabilizing it. You know, we knew that, you know, the teachings and following what we have been taught by Lifestyles, we will get to the end goal. But back in October 2019, we were still working through that plan. So we had a lot of rehab happening. We had some residents move-ins happening, and we were in the midst of a lot of changes for our second deal.
And that was a, if I recall correctly, that was a 64-unit apartment community?
Yes, it was a 64-unit apartment community in the suburb of Irving, which is right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex.
And how would you classify that deal? Was that more of a yield play? Was that more of a value play? Was it somewhere in between?
I would say it's a little bit in between. It was more of a hybrid. It was highly occupied with no down units. All units were available to be occupied, but it needed a facelift, for the lack of a better term. It needed better operations with responding to resident needs. You know, residents were there. They had issues not having hot water or AC for days at a time. And we felt that by providing better service, our residents would like staying there, right? They would enjoy staying there, and that would help us improve the quality of life for the residents there. So that was one of our big things, is to give it a facelift and improve the operations of the property so the residents would have better response times and get their problems fixed quicker.
So when you took over the property, did you have to, you know, help some people decide it was time to go because they weren't staying in, you know, in concert with the lease that they had signed? Or did you find that really your attention went towards the property itself?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when we took over this property, so we bought this in June, and right before that, the seller had been trying to make sure that their occupancy was high. So they had, you know, filled the property with quite a few people, like you know, blue margins, you know, not residents who would we have liked on the property. A lot of them weren't qualified properties. Some of them weren't paying their pet rent. So a lot of lease violation was also happening. So one of the first things that we had to do was make sure that you know, the residents who we wanted to stay on the property, they felt like they were living in an environment where they wanted to stay. So we had to go through a little bit of churn. So within the first 6 months of owning the property, we actually probably went through a 50% turnover, trying to get, you know, residents who we did not want on the property removed.
Well, I think it was more organic than that because, yeah. I mean, we didn't file that many evictions. We did have to file a few evictions. But for the most part, I think we try to encourage residents who do not want to play by the rules to self-vacate. And that allows us to leave on, you know, having to go through the eviction process, which can be time-consuming and sometimes problematic for the residents. So we always go through that. This is the new rule. Follow this. If you want to move out, we understand. We'll work with you so you guys can move out. And we did that. But we did go through a lot of churn for the first 6 months, and it was a lot of work.
Yeah, but, you know, you're properly educated. You had a vision. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how that vision transformed back after this.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we can find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So in the first segment, we were talking to Gaurav and Megan. We were getting some information on a deal that they acquired last year. And when we had them on the radio last October, they were in the process of getting this property up and running and stabilized. Now, one of the things that they found out when they got into this particular deal was that the previous owner had maybe selected residents for the property that didn't quite meet their expectations. So what they found was they had to enforce leases. They found that there were individuals that may or may not have been doing their part as residents to stay current with their lease. And as a result, Gaurav and Mega just kind of helped them understand that they either needed to do what they were supposed to do, or they needed to find another place to live. And, you know, in some cases, some of those people found other places to live, and which was good from the standpoint of the stabilization of the property, because what they had in mind was a vision for what this apartment community had the potential to become. Do you guys want to pick it up from there and just kind of fill us in on what that vision was and what you did to achieve that vision?
Yeah, so this property is on a really great location. You know, it's one of the probably the busiest intersections within the city of Irving. And but the only thing though, when you drive by the property, you could miss it because it looks exactly like the property that's right next door. It was all brown and very dull. So one of our first things that we wanted to do was pop it. So we really wanted some exterior improvement. So we chose this really bright yellow color and some red awning and things like that. So that was one of the first things that we wanted to do with the property, make it pop. We invested on exterior renovation quite a bit. The previous owner had also been using a two-bedroom unit as an office. So that was one of our goals, that we did not want that space to be utilized so much for an office. So what we did was we converted that into an efficiency and an office. So that took quite a bit of effort, and that was the first time we were doing it. So, you know, we went through all the permits and permissions and figuring out where the entrance has to be and all of that, plumbing. So that was a lot of fun. But that was definitely something that we wanted to do to increase the value of the property. Then the pool needed repairs, decking, and then, you know, how we always talk about how we want our properties to be lit up like a Christmas tree. So we spent a whole bunch of money trying to improve, you know, the lighting in the property as well as cameras, so that, you know, yeah. So that's what... I think those are some of our big projects. And then now we're working on the laundry room, trying to get new machines for the residents. Yeah. And we keep doing regular things like, you know, parking lot repairs and stuff like that.
So have you achieved stabilization on that particular property?
Yeah, we achieved stabilization in January of 2020. So it took us about 5 to 6 months. We hit a peak of 100% occupancy in March, month of March 2020. It has gone down a little bit, but it remains in the mid to high 90s from an occupancy perspective. You know, even though we've raised rents, we have no problem getting a lot of walk-in traffic, you know, pre-pandemic, and then lots of online inquiries even now for apartments. So we find that the location makes a big difference, the rehab makes a big difference, the responsiveness makes a big difference. And the property is doing really well right now.
So just prior to COVID, you got this property all stabilized and everything's going good. And then all of a sudden COVID hits and we all go into lockdown. Now, what was it like operating this property during COVID? Were there things that you needed to do to, I mean, besides the, you know, the health and welfare and the, you know, keeping the place clean and sanitized, were there any special things that you needed to do to assist your residents with getting through this time period?
Yeah, I think, so a lot of us went into COVID not knowing what's going to be the impact, how long the impact is going to be. We knew that because a lot of the establishments, especially retail, were closed, a lot of our residents would be out of jobs, so their hours were reduced. And we knew they were financially suffering. Plus, they would be at home a lot more. So we did a few things. One is for the residents that were suffering through financial hardship, we introduced payment plans or promise to pay, where if they don't pay a rent, as long as they make regular payments, we would allow them to stay and not have to vacate premises in the middle of a pandemic. We also canceled late fees for the residents. On top of that, when the supplies were low for things such as gloves and toilet paper. You may remember that it happened earlier in the pandemic when there was a run. We found a restaurant supplier who obviously had more inventory than they cared for because restaurants were not as busy or were closed, to give us those supplies that they would have sold to restaurants. So we were able to help a business which was suffering and also provide our residents with some supplies that they couldn't find in the local store because they were all sold out of it. So we distributed those supplies free of cost to our residents. So we have been doing what we can to help our residents stay in their apartments. And we've been asking our residents if they need help, particularly if they don't have food. We send them regular reminders or information about charities nearby. If someone is having a food drive, someone's having some sort of free groceries that they're distributing, we try to make sure residents are aware of it. If there's some assistance that a city or a county or some of the government or church is providing, we make sure the residents are aware of those. So, you know, they're not going hungry, right? I mean, you know, at the end of the day, we want our residents to, the people, we want them to survive the pandemic. So we want to make sure that we gave them the resources, whether we provided to them directly or we provided references to places that they can go and get those supplies and food that they need. So we worked with our residents quite a bit throughout this last 6 months.
You know, it sounds like you two have a very caring heart. You know, there's a lot of bad rhetoric out there about people that own apartment communities. You know, there are people that would label us as slumlords or people that would take advantage of other people. And, you know, you're living proof that that's not the case. You're living proof that when we talk about the best product for the best price for the best people, you guys are definitely focused on the best people. When we come back from break, we're going to get into their next deal.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, what you're going to find is that I have Gaurav and Mega on with me. They've been members of Lifestyles Unlimited for, well, just almost 4 years. And I'll tell you what, they have been immersed into multifamily investing. Now, they started off investing passively with other Lifestyles Unlimited members, meaning they injected money into real estate deals that our lead investors, also known as syndicators outside of Lifestyles Unlimited, were doing. And as such, they built up a pretty big collection of passive deals. They're in about 10 deals for about 2,000 plus units. And then they decided along the way that they were going to invest as lead investors. In other words, they were going to do all the heavy lifting and allow people like me that are passive investors to come alongside them and invest money. Now, full disclosure, I'm not invested in any of their deals. I'm just making a analysis there. So they did one deal back in 2018. It was a 58 unit property. They did a 64 unit deal back in June of 2019 and got it stabilized just prior to COVID-19 hitting. And that's the deal we were talking about earlier in the show. So let's do this, guys. Let's finish up our discussion of property number two, that 64 unit property. And what kind of returns are you able to provide for your investors in the current marketplace?
So COVID-19 has made some impact. We were looking to be on track to make, a 6 to 7% return in the first year. we'll probably end up still doing about 4 to 5%. We've already done 3% return this year. So we're just looking at the numbers, looking at what the future 4 months hold, and we will adjust. But still, we are able to profitably run the property to a point that we can still provide a reasonable return, even given the challenging circumstances we have.
That's still pretty impressive. I mean, given all the concerns that have been floating throughout society for literally the past 5-6 months, you know, I think that there were people out there that really thought real estate was going to fail. And I think, you know, you're just a shining example of, you know, the many, many Lifestyles Unlimited members that we have that weren't satisfied with that answer.
Yeah, I mean, I think failure was not the option. We knew it's going to be challenging, but I've got to tell you, I got to give kudos to Lifestyles Unlimited, particularly leadership, Lynn Moreau, Del Walmsley. They, without their support, it's very hard. You know, they were upfront. They were communicating all the resources we had. They were interpreting the law for us when it came to certain aspects of what we can or cannot do. So the community, the family that Lifestyle has built makes it, it is very helpful when we run into these challenges. But overall, the property is still doing well. Within 6 months, we were able to raise rent by about 8 to 10%. We're actually right now at 10% higher than where we were last year. And we still have a lot of people who want to move in because their apartment complex looks good and it has a good reputation that we take care of our residents.
What's the future plan for that particular property? What are you guys going to do with it over the next couple of years?
So the good news is we always do a broker's assessment at least once a year to see where we are. So we know that the property value has already increased, from about 5 million to about more than 6 million. So it's already had a substantial increase in a year. But we do have loan and other things to think about, closing costs. Our plan is this property cash flows really well. It's in a great location. So for now, our plan is we will continue our path of running this with a yield play for now, get money back to our investors, hopefully, 5% this year, but hopefully more like 6-7% for the next couple, 3 years. And then we'll consider either a sale or a refi in years three. So in about a couple of years, we will make a decision whether it's time to sell or it's time to do a cash out, a refi, based on the loan terms that we can get.
What are you projecting for the returns if you do sell it or if you do decide to do a cash out refi?
Yeah, I think we for a sale we would at least expect our plan was to get 100% total return in 6 years, and I think we are on or faster track than that. I mean, based on the valuation increase already, I can see that we are ahead of plan. So years three or four, if we end up selling it, we would expect to do something close to that, 80 to 100% total return.
Tell you what, those are good numbers. I mean, you know, even in spite of coronavirus, you know, taking a chunk out of everybody's playbook, you guys have really stayed focused. You have put your nose to the grindstone, and you've pretty much knocked this one out of the park.
No, it took a lot of work, but it feels really good once we have gotten to the point that we have right now.
So, while everybody was staying at home, while everybody was worried about, you know, what does the future hold, you guys got busy. You guys stayed on the hunt for your next property, and you acquired your next property, a 137-unit property, in the middle of this pandemic. How did you guys do that?
we didn't plan for the pandemic, but it so happened. It just happened that way. We were looking, but we were not actively looking. But Dell and David Fisher and other people at LifeStars always teach us, right? You got to look at the opportunity. The opportunity does not time you. Doesn't come at the time you want, but when the opportunity comes, you've got to jump in. And this was a property right across from our first property, and we knew this property really well. We know the area, and it came up for sale late 2019, and it got a little bit delayed, but then it basically went into the bidding process in the first quarter of 2020. And we knew just the property was great. The location was great. We knew the submarket. We knew the owners. We knew that having a property across the street from each other is going to help us with efficiency, managing a larger property. We could optimize on staff and expenses and cross sell. So we had to jump in. I mean, I think that was really our thing is we have to take this property on. So we knew a lot about this property. We went into contract right before COVID fully hit us in early March. And we didn't plan to buy it during COVID, but that's what it happened. It's been a very interesting ride to close this property during the height of COVID.
Yeah, I'm kind of just hanging on all of your words because, I'm thinking back to, what was going on in society at that time frame. And, it was all the news was doom and gloom, doom and gloom. And I'm sure that must have had some impact upon your business plan. But I also know, because you've been properly educated by Lifestyles Unlimited, because you've gone through all the lead investor training, and that you have surrounded yourself with the right mentors, with the right vendors, with the right team, you're going to be successful. But when we come back from the break, we're going to get into this deal that they took on in the middle of coronavirus and see how things panned out. We'll be back right after this.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. It just dawned on me that we're already in the fourth segment. And I'll tell you what, time flies when I have Gaurav and Mega on the show because they've got such an interesting story, and they're very well focused in their real estate investments. I mean, they have taken the bull by the horns. They have done all the things that they needed to do to get themselves properly educated. They have surrounded themselves with quality mentor, with outstanding members of their team, and they've got a solid business plan laid out. And what we're going to talk about in this fourth segment is we're going to get into the deal, the 137-unit apartment community that they purchased right in the middle of COVID-19, and we're going to find out how things went. So tell us about what happened after you initially took over that property. What are the things that you had to do, even in the coronavirus era, to reposition this property?
Yeah, I think before we took over the property, we had to raise the money to buy the property, and that's
that
when we found ourselves in the middle of pandemic.
Yeah.
and that was one of the challenges. And like you said, if it wasn't the lifestyle community, I think we would have probably just dropped the contract and lost our earnest money, which was substantial. but you know what? Having the support, and I just, Megha and I just looked at each other and said, you know what? There's no other way for us to go than forward. And what's the worst can happen? We lose the money, but we believe in this deal. This is one of the best deals we can ever have, where we know the owners, we know the property, we know the submarket. It's right across the street from our existing property. It just was too good to pass up. So we just hunkered down and said, we'll give it our best shot. And you're right, there was a lot of uncertainty, and people were afraid to invest, right? Because, people didn't know how bad coronavirus would hit us, what's going to happen to the economy, what's going to happen to their jobs. The investors, themselves were worried about their jobs. So our fundraising was an extremely long affair, but it made us better at communicating the story. It made us better prepared. And we never lost faith for a second, and we just went for it. So it took us 2 months longer. We closed in July, then went into contract in March. Initially, we had planned to close in May, but we did close. We were fully funded, and at the end, we were actually overfunded. So, our belief in the story was shared by enough investors to join us in our journey. And we did plan for the worst case. One of the things that we did was, since there was so much uncertainty, we made sure we raised extra money that we call the COVID reserve in case the property made a loss for a period of time. But we've not had to tap into that at all. and we created multiple scenarios and how we'll react to that. So, we were prepared to react to the scenarios, to most scenarios that this could bring. How worse could it get? And we were prepared for that. But obviously, we found that it wasn't as bad. And we closed in July. And since then, the property has been doing very well. It was 85% occupied when we went into contract at mid-90s, 95% as of yesterday. And we've been able to keep the rents that we had planned to keep. We've been making upgrades to the community. We're getting renewals. We're able to convince people who were unable to pay earlier to make payments, continue to make payments. And overall, it has been a great property for us, because we are combining some of the marketing and operations between the two properties that are across the street, so we can cross-sell. So we've been able to do that. So it's been a really good experience since we closed.
Yeah, and just to add to that, I think the support and the help that we got from Lifestyle, none of this would have been possible had it not been for the mentorship that we got. It was simply phenomenal. It almost felt like, there was a hand on our back that kept saying, you got this, you got this. It was really good. I think that's what helped us cross the finish line at the end.
So you've had this property for a little over 2 months. What have been the things that you've had to focus on immediately to get this property turned around to where you want it to be?
One of the big challenges we took on, the good thing is we knew the owners, we knew the operations were solid, but the owners faced a number of residents who were behind rent quite a bit. And, we had to work with the residents to either catch up, to leave on their own accord, or in small number of cases, we have had to file eviction. That's one of the big things we had to do. There was some deferred maintenance that we had to take care of. One of the challenges I think I mentioned is more people were staying at home as you know, and these are older buildings. You know, that property is a 1969 built property. You know, they, you know, the water pipes, the boiler, they get stressed a lot more when there's a lot more people using it, and they're old. So we got hit by a lot of leaks, sewage backup. So what we did is we had planned for this based on our prior experience, but one of the things we did is we focused on solving plumbing issues. We made sure the residents had hot water. We made sure if there was sewage backup, it was being handled quickly and residents were taken care of. And we had, you know, we made sure the boiler was in good condition and continued to do. So the first thing for us was to make sure that we took care of our residents. We also, one of the things we also did is we did a back to school event. We wanted to, because we can't do a lot of large parties, because we can't do like a swimming pool party. We can't do something with large gatherings. So what we did is we did a back to school supplies, and what we gave away supplies. We gave away face masks to the kids. And kids loved it. We had different colors. It was very interesting. I was there handing this out, and we were able to do something for our residents to welcome, to introduce ourselves, to welcome them into our fold, and show them that we care. So that was one of the things that I really enjoyed being part of, as part of a resident event.
Yeah, I think you made a point there that I want to reemphasize. You know, one of the things that we're taught at Lifestyles Unlimited is to have a focus on our customer, because our customer or our resident is the most important individual in our business model. I mean, after all, they're the ones that sign the lease and pay the rent so that we can operate the properties. And I think you guys have absolutely nailed it. I really do. But let me switch gears on you, because I've got a question that I think is, well, it's on the tip of my tongue, and let me just throw it out there, because I know something's going to happen potentially next year to you, Gaurav. What do you have planned for 2021?
Well, I am planning to retire from my corporate job and be a lead full-time.
And how's that make you feel?
I am super excited. I wish I could do that right now. but I made some job commitments, and I can't, and I want to see that through. I don't want to leave that in the middle. But once I see that through by early 2021, I think Megha and I have sat down, we have talked this over, and the plan is for me to focus on being a lead full-time, you know, follow my passion, and have the flexibility, you know, of spending time with my kids, pick them up at 3 o'clock from school instead of having them go to after-school care. So those things that I cannot do when I have a job, I can do when I'm my own boss. So I'm super excited. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait for the day to come.
So I've got to ask this question, and when I see you at the expo, you can smack me about the head and ears when you see me. But when you joined 4 years ago, and one of the things that was presented to you was that we can help you get retired in 5 years or less. Did you believe that back then?
No. I actually had a plan to retire in 12 years.
Really?
Yeah, I said, you know what? 5 years seems unbelievable. I'll just plan for 10. And if I get to 10, I'll be happy. I did not imagine that it would come true for me. I could imagine other people could have done it. I just didn't see it possible for me to achieve that.
Well, I'll tell you what, you've destroyed your own plan. You're going to get it done in less than 5 years. Hey, we're at the end of the show, and I want to thank you guys so much for being on the show. I mean, you provide some really great insight and wisdom, and I'm just proud to be a member alongside you guys in this great organization. And for those of you out there that are trying to figure out how do you get started, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.